From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani says his government is making every effort to advance peace and reconciliation. But he says those efforts will not bear fruit unless the Taliban comes to the negotiating table. He commented Saturday at the bilateral commission meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who made an unannounced stop in Kabul during a tour of the Middle East and Asia. Supportive efforts that could lead to the resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban is one of the focal points for Kerry, who's also meeting with President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah during his one-day visit to Kabul. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter heads to Asia Saturday. Security-related matters are on the agenda in both India and the Philippines. Carter delivered a speech Friday on Asian security in New York, where he said countries are appealing to the United States for support because of Chinese actions in the disputed South China Sea.
South China Sea, China's actions in particular, are raising regional tensions. That's why countries across the Asia Pacific are voicing concern with militarization, and especially over the last year with China's actions, which stand out in size and scope. They're voicing those concerns publicly and privately at the highest levels in regional meetings and global fora. That's why many of these countries are reaching out anew to the United States to uphold the rules and the principles that have allowed the region to thrive.
Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou visited a remote island in the East China Sea to reassert Taiwan's sovereignty of the land and Taipei's role in the region where several territories are in dispute. President Ma visited the island of Pangjia Saturday, a tiny island north of Taiwan with very few residents. While Pangjia is not in dispute, it is the closest Taiwanese territory to islands claimed by China, Taiwan, and Japan, known in China as the Diutai and in Japan as Senkaku. Ma toured a weather station and unveiled a monument to the deal struck between Taiwan and Japan in 2013 over fishing rights around the islands. He said he would follow issues involving the islands after he leaves office. Ma last visited the island in 2012. Myanmar has released more than 100 political detainees under an amnesty that was the first official act by Aung San Suu Kyi, a former political prisoner herself and now the most significant figure in the new civilian government. The state-run Global Light, New Light of Myanmar newspaper said Saturday that 113 political detainees were released across the country. Human rights groups estimate that Myanmar has had about 500 prisoners of conscience in detention. Djibouti's Minister of the Interior has announced that President Ismail Omar Gule has won Friday's presidential election with nearly 87% of the vote. Interior Minister Hassan Omar Mohamed told VOA the vote count is complete and President Gule has won outright in the first round of the election, giving him another five-year term in office, his fourth consecutive term since 1999. Al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen have ambushed and executed at least 15 soldiers after stopping their convoy in the province of Abyan. Local reports say armed al-Qaeda members stopped the soldiers who were riding in civilian vehicles in the town of Awar. The militants ordered the soldiers to get out of their vehicles and then shot them in the early morning incident. Belgian authorities confirmed the arrest of a sixth person Saturday in connection with the March 22nd bombings in Brussels without giving details. A police raid was conducted Saturday in the central Brussels district of Ederbeek, but it is not clear whether the arrest was made there. In a series of raids Friday, Belgian police arrested five people, including Mohamed Abrini, suspected to be linked with the Brussels attacks on the city's airport and metro station. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.